John Ledger. Yes, John Ledger's back in town. Looking forward to a key chance today. Electric Charlie with his son, Chris. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we've had a chat, for sure.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, it has been. Mate, this horse has won at Canterbury in the past, Electric Charlie.
Yeah, look, he's a nice horse, and the rating system in New South Wales, Andrew, just suits him right down to the ground. A lot of his races in Victoria were out of his class, and he was carrying big weights against better horses and things like that, and we've sort of targeted Sydney with him, and it suits him much better, and he's in races that he's got a great chance in, and today is one of those races.
Yep. And has pleased you off that Albury trial?
Yeah, we didn't ask him to do anything at Albury. It was really heavy and we didn't want to pull the guts out of him, so we gave him quite a soft trial. But his work's been good, and a lot of people under the misconception that he's a wet tracker. He's actually, you know, won 4 or 5 on good ground, and he's just a very honest and reliable galloper. So what he misses out on total ability, he makes up for his consistency, and he's so honest. So again, today there's a, you know, favourite in there with good form, but outside that, you know, he'll run a really honest race, and he'll just get better as he gets into his prep.
And while that trial was on heavy, as you've well explained it there, certainly on a good track, or he seems to cope with anything on his day.
Yeah, look, he's a lovely horse to have in the barn. He just goes out there and gives you all every time he goes to the races. Both Tommy Berry and Blake Shin rode him and said, you know, the only thing that held him up in the times they rode him was that the weight was getting to him. He's not an overly big horse. And they suggested we put a claimer on him, and so we followed their advice and gone for the claim this week, and that will make a big difference to him as well.
Yeah, Brock Ryan takes 3 off. It's even crucial when you get those weights of 60 kilos and the like, just to help them a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's never been a big horse, and he's certainly got stronger each season, but, you know, he's always carried big weights, and it's always been, I think, very unfair on him. I don't think he's earned all the weight he carries, and but, you know, in a race like the Sydney races with these different ratings to Victoria, he gets in really well. And if you put, you know, a claimer on him, he becomes a very competitive horse in this type of field.
All right. Well, it sounds like, and when did the horse come up, John?
Yeah, we've worked out a program that's been successful last season with him, and that's just go the day before. So he left here at 4 a.m. yesterday morning, yep. Arrived at Peter Robles at lunchtime, and he settled in really well, and he just pops out to the races this afternoon. So it works good for him.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, mate, I hope he runs well. Sounds like you've done as much as you can.
Yeah, no, we can't get him any better. I'm really happy with him, but he'll be back in Sydney over the next few weeks, and if you're having a little each way on him today, stay with him, because when he gets out to his 14s and 15s and that, he'll be very competitive.
Righto. Race 5 today, Electric Charlie there. Thanks a lot, John. Good to talk to you, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye.